You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Uri, who is the country manager for Amazon Ads. Amazon Ads is focused on adding value to customer shopping and entertainment experiences across Amazon. So anywhere from IMDb to Twitch and the broader web. After spending 15 years at P&G and various roles across marketing and sales, Uri joined Amazon in 2015 as one of the first members of the Canadian ads team. Today, he is responsible for leading the Canadian ads organization focused on helping brands build meaningful connections with customers. Uri lives in Toronto with his wife and two sons. He is passionate about tech and fitness and can be found streaming workout classes on Twitch several times a week. Uri, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. Very excited to be here.
So Uri, I'm one of those people that used to go to my local Township of Langley Rec Center. I did these boxing classes and I love them. They even had spin classes once in a while. And then it was great because then you could go out and do a little swim after. There was a craft class for my kids. And then COVID came and I discovered the internet and apps had workouts. And so tell me what it's like doing it on Twitch, because that's live for people.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it might help to give a little bit of a background of how that kind of came about. So it started with during the pandemic, you know, when the pandemic first hit and we were all working from home, I thought that it'd be fun just to do group workouts over Amazon Chime, which is our like Amazon version of Zoom. And so initially for the longest time, we were doing it over Chime where like I'm on camera, everyone else is on camera. It was fun to see everyone and it's a nice experience, but you know, having Twitch be part of our Amazon family, I thought, you know, we've been working with Twitch and being able to have our advertisers, you know, engage with Twitch. I thought, you know what, this is something that I want to give this a shot. It's a great combination of the tech that I'm interested in, as well as, you know, the fitness side. And so I set up a stream, I had, you know, a camera and microphone, and then just sent it out to the group that had initially been participating. And it's been really cool to kind of see the creator side of Twitch and be able to experience not just the technical side of how do you set up a stream, how do you have the different, you know, whether it be graphics or timers, things like that, but even navigating the back end to be able to see all the analytics associated with it, which has been fascinating for me as well. And then, you know, you mentioned the chat part. I think one of the things that's really fun about it is when I do the workouts, I make sure to build in certain water breaks or pauses, because if you're doing the workout, you can't, you know, type a response if you're actively doing the workout. And so it's certainly very fun for me to kind of see that engagement from the folks that are joining. And while initially it was set up for colleagues and friends and family, what's also been really cool is when you kind of have random people now joining and commenting or being a part of it. And so I find it incredibly rewarding. It's a great motivator for me to make sure that I'm holding myself to a specific time. And it's been super fun to kind of have the channel grow over time.
And is it HIIT workout? What type of exercise are you doing?
Yeah, I would say it's HIIT style. So the style that I've kind of branded as, I call it the gambler workouts, because I use virtual cards, like a virtual deck of cards or a virtual set of dice to determine the flow of the workout. And so, you know, we're drawing a deck of cards. And so like, let's say hearts would be, you know, rows, or diamonds would be push-ups. And so you go through the whole deck. And so whatever card you get, you do like 8 of diamonds means 8 push-ups. And so the randomization also makes it fun and exciting. And then, you know, as part of that, we at times, you know, when we hit a certain threshold of number of followers, I did like a giveaway. It's like, hey, whoever can guess the final card of the deck, and I don't know it either, it's fully random, then I sent them like a piece of Twitch swag. And so it was like a fun way to kind of, again, stay engaged. But that random aspect, I think, like you said, the fact that it's live and it's also random makes it engaging for the folks that are joining.
That's amazing. I did an audio class all the time because I'd run. And I feel connected to my person. Name is Jess Sims. And I've never met her. I've never really even seen her. But her voice in my head that would tell me things like, you can do it. And you know, you can do hard things. And it was just such a neat experience to have someone with you during a time when you didn't see as many people.
Yeah. And I would say it's the opposite for me as well. Like, not opposite, but the converse as well. Like, I get you know, benefit out of knowing that there are others doing it at the same time that I'm working out, because I'm doing the workout too, right? And so that experience on Twitch of both, I'm doing the activity, but I know that somebody else is either watching or doing the activity as well, just makes that more immersive experience. And then the chat and the emotes and everything just add more to it.
And I think the connection there too is one of my favorite podcasts and TikTok channels and person to follow is named Todd Maffin at Nanaimo, BC. He has a show called Today in Digital Marketing. And every once in a while, he'll do a Twitch stream, and he's a gamer himself. Okay. And he doesn't actually, I don't think he live streams his gaming, but he'll live stream him editing his podcast. And that was one of my first Twitch experiences. Okay. And I'm realizing more and more that it's not just for gamers. There's an amazing news show that comes out of Canada. So many different people using Twitch for different experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's fascinating that you found obviously an area that you're passionate about, right? Like that's what you, and to be able to find somebody else who's now like, I don't know that I would want to necessarily watch somebody edit a podcast on Twitch, but it's amazing that because that's something you feel passionate about and many others as well, there's that audience that exists there for you. And so whether it's, you know, something, you know, podcasts or fitness, music is also really growing.
It's incredible. Now, transitioning to your job, your job of ads. So a lot of CMOs, marketers, people that run agencies, people that work in agencies, when it comes to ads and digital ad buys, they know the world, the big G world really well. They know the F world really well. And that's typically what they kind of, it's almost like the habit. That's where they do their buys. But every time we've brought up Amazon and brought up running into those ad world, they feel intimidated or they've never gone there yet. Explain it to me like I'm five. How someone could get started in advertising on Amazon?
Yeah, I would say the easiest way, you know, the way where they could certainly find out about what is Amazon Ads is our website, which is advertising.amazon.com, right? As an initial way of, hey, what do we, you know, how do I find out what's even possible with Amazon Ads? And so, you know, on there, we have some great examples of our different capabilities, whether it be things like Twitch that we were talking about, or Fire TV, or the display ads. All of those are explained with great examples and case studies as well on that site. At the same time, we have, you know, a team here in Canada, which is the Canadian ads team, who are here to engage and work with these clients and with these brands. So whether it's the end brand manager, or we also, you know, work very closely with their agencies. You know, agencies are key partners, as you mentioned, in part of this process. And so as they understand what's possible with Amazon Ads, what our team wants to do is ensure that we understand, hey, what is the brand trying to accomplish in terms of engaging with customers? How are they going to deliver their message to their customers using Amazon, you know, that we have, or the different capabilities that we have to help them connect with those customers and, you know, be able to understand their needs and deliver the right message to them?
So do I need a product on Amazon to use the ads?
Most definitely not. And so, you know, there's actually some great examples of brands that have worked with Amazon ads that definitely do not sell their product on Amazon. You know, a pretty recent example is McDonald's. You know, McDonald's worked with Amazon to promote their McDelivery program. And so this is something where they did a McDelivery with a movie campaign to try, you know, to encourage customers to say, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'm interested in ordering some dinner. And so order your dinner through McDonald's and potentially also get a movie with Amazon. But even if that movie component wasn't there, their ability to just use Amazon's properties to reach customers with that McDelivery message was quite impactful, to the point where they were very excited where, you know, how it went. And then the last one would be the automotive industry, right? We've worked with many automotive clients who understand the value of reaching Amazon customers in order to help them understand their brand, understand, let's say it's a new launch for a new line. And so across all those different brands, none of them sell their product on Amazon, and yet they still understand the value of working with Amazon ads.
It's incredible. And I would say just as a user on all those platforms, I feel like Amazon would know the season of life that I'm in, you know, the level of, you know, children that I have, kind of whatever that is, probably better than anyone at this moment. You are, just for clarity, you are not allowed to advertise. There's no advertising on Prime at the moment because we all pay for Prime.
Yeah, well, so Prime as a subscription overall refers to like a very large experience, right? So Prime can mean the one-day shipping, or, you know, in one scenario, it can mean Prime Video to reach customers through Fire TV, meaning you have your Fire TV device, you launch it up, and then there can be an opportunity to reach a customer with, you know, a display, you know, sponsored tile, or even the, what we call the feature rotator, which is at the very top, you know, promoting a new movie release and things like that.
It's great. And those that have yet to discover Prime TV, Marvelous Miss Maisel is actually quite marvelous.
Yes, definitely. That's definitely one of the shows that we enjoy here at home. My wife loves it. She will ask me, when does the new season come out? As soon as we finish the previous season. And then inevitably, I will probably ping, you know, my counterpart on the Prime Video side here in Canada and ask her. And she's super vague with her answer. And then I find out, you know, at some point, maybe a little bit ahead of the public, but not too much. But yeah, I mean, the content on Prime Video is just fantastic. I had a friend of mine recently say the other day how he loves, and he's super impressed about the content that's on there right now. And it's my go-to of the streaming services for sure in terms of content. That's not to say I'm not watching things on other ones, because it's good to kind of have that variety, but it's super impressive how Amazon Studios continues to just create new content. And even just for, I think in a lot of ways, sometimes in the past, Canadians have kind of felt like, the US has all these great shows or whatever that may be. And that's just not the case anymore, in my opinion, especially on something like Prime Video, where the catalog is just so impressive.
Yeah. And I love the little add-ons, like you can add on BritBox and other little features so you can even expand your catalog.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, things like either adding those things on, the channels that you're able to add in to be able to just make it part of the overall Prime Video experience is just another great way for our customers to, you know, have it be a seamless experience for them.
Now, this last season gave us, you know, a lot of retailers the opportunity to go online, and many finally, you know, went onto Amazon. They put their product on Amazon, mm-hmm. which is great. So those that are Prime users, they love it. Those that are Amazon, mm-hmm. you know, love the convenience of it. And those that, you know, whether it's children or they just want to be careful about going into stores, that it's been so convenient for them. Tell me about for them, those that do have products on Amazon, what are the ad opportunities that are for them? And maybe they haven't dabbled there yet. And maybe those that are curious about putting their product on Amazon, how can they advertise?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, we really try and make it as easy as possible for these brands, both to, you know, from a, whether it be self-service or again, more of a curated experience, to be able to get going both on Amazon and then be able to use advertising to help them reach customers with their brand. And so, you know, some of the different formats, there is the sponsored ads. And so in that scenario, the ads are going to surface as a result of a customer's specific keyword. And so relevant ads come up, you know, associated with that particular keyword. And then even within that, you know, it's that particular ad product started off as, you know, almost like text back in the day. And now it's gotten to the point where it's much, much more immersive. So there's videos that can come up. There are Amazon stores, which is essentially the branded store that these different brands can create as just part of the experience. There's no cost associated with it. So they can create a brand store, what we call an Amazon store, where they can present that suite of their products to customers and then use the advertising to drive to it. And then on top of that, then there's obviously the opportunity to do things like video, whether it be on Twitch, whether it be through our DSP, and then, you know, across the other formats as well. Things like IMDb, if it's relevant, that's another property where they can obviously reach customers with their message.
That's amazing. Maybe give me an experience where maybe you getting a Canadian product and you saw the ad or you saw a video, maybe an experience that you had recently where you're like, wow, that was a really well done ad, because whether it was the content of the ad or just the way it was placed or the verbiage, maybe some advice to those that are looking at putting some ads on Amazon.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to think about it, right? One is there's, you know, you can go with a robust kind of custom immersive experience. And we've certainly had that, which we've done. I would say the McDonald's one is a good example of that I referred to earlier. On the flip side, there's also, you know, if let's say it's a smaller local brand, right? And there's someone that just wants to create an immersive experience. Well, the good news is that in order to have a bunch of different ads with a bunch of different kind of creative, let's say, assets. So featuring the product with this particular angle and then featuring it with that angle or this particular, you know, flavor or scent, to set that up and have it then run automatically is very easy to do. And so the brands are able to do that. And so I would say that's a great example because they're able to then do that and then actually see the analytics behind what worked well, what didn't, and be able to then optimize that with their customers. And so I'd say in both of those scenarios, it's super relevant and it's a great experience for the customer because in one, it's super immersive and the customer's engaged with it. And the other, it's almost as if the customer doesn't even, you know, it's not intrusive at all because it's just enhancing their shopping experience, what they're seeing when they shop on site.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That is awesome. And I'm wondering if you could speak to this, Amazon's advertising accreditations. It's actually a great alliteration there. Tell us about those and the importance for maybe students or people who work in digital marketing, why they should get those.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the accreditations are something that, you know, we launched because we wanted to make sure that people feel comfortable using the different capabilities that we can offer. Some are, as much as we want to make it as straightforward as possible, when you have a lot of capabilities, there's going to be some complexity built into there. And so being able to be accredited to understand how to do it and understand how the different ad products are going to meet different, you know, brands' needs of how they want to engage with customers. So it's something that can be, you know, you can access it through the Amazon or advertising on Amazon.com site and then get essentially accredited or through something called our learning console. So same idea where it's go in there, learn about our Amazon ad products, and now you can become an expert in these products and be able to then, let's say you're at an agency, you can then go to your client, your brand client, and say, hey, I understand how Amazon ads works. And so now I'm able to help you as a brand work with Amazon ads.
That's amazing. So you mentioned a website earlier, and we'll make sure we put the link in the show notes as well. But if I'm coming from an agency and I'm like, man, I just need someone to walk me through this. I want a session for my team, my ads team, my media buying team, or I'm a brand that's just like, hey, we want to just jump in there. What's the best thing that they can do? Where can they go?
Yeah, I mean, if they happen to have a connection to us, then by all means, reach out to anyone on our ads team, and we very quickly will make sure that we connect them to the right folks. If, let's say, they're flying blind and don't have that connection, through that website, there is like an intake form that will always reach a person here in Canada. And so we want to make sure that we find ways to engage with clients that are looking to work with us and vice versa. When we're working with the agencies, they will have a group of clients as well. And so we are well staffed and well set up with a local Canadian team.
That's awesome. I'm actually a big fan. David's Tea is one of my favorite brands of tea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so they shut down most of their stores, which was sad for me because it was actually a store I enjoyed going to because you get little samples, you could smell them. But then they built a really beautiful store on Amazon and I could see all the options. And it was actually really cool because you'd go to what felt like a storefront and then you get to go in and find all the products or gift boxes or pieces that you needed.
Yeah. And think about the customer that maybe didn't live near an actual physical David's Tea store before. Now everyone lives near a David's Tea store, right?
No, I love it. And as a Prime member, I love that they were also a Prime product.
Yeah.
Knew when it was going to get delivered, and it was amazing. And then our children like to make robots and different things out of the boxes, which is awesome. Until they you know, melt, and we they fall apart, and we may recycle them. But it's been awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. We more about the boxes and kind of their multiple uses. You know, one of the other things that we actually can do with the boxes is actually brand the boxes. So I don't know if you've seen that. There was a Mrs. Maisel one that came out, but then we've also done that with
Chris Pratt's new movie.
Exactly. There was, oh my God, the Prime Video person's going to be really mad.
It was about
the Tomorrow War.
The Tomorrow War. Yes, there
yes.
you go.
All right. I came through. All right. Amazing. I'm very glad I saved that one. So yeah, that was, you know, obviously Amazon branding those, but then we also offer that as an opportunity for external, you know, non-Amazon brands to actually get their branding on the box. And then how amazing is it for that box to then, you know, come into a customer's home, they're seeing your branding. And we've even done, you know, certain executions where we intentionally make it interactive. So we'll put like cutouts or little, you know, color by number type things on the boxes, or scan a QR code so that you can actually, you know, get something more immersive. We did that with The Greatest Showman a while back, where it was like, hey, you can unlock, you know, premium hidden content because you scanned the QR code that was on the box. So yeah, our Amazon boxes are certainly more than just packaging.
I'm going to say something, maybe my naivete, but my Kindle, I feel like there's no advertising on the Kindle yet. And it's been, maybe there has been, and I haven't noticed it, but I am a huge Kindle fan. I just finished a book last night and picked my next book to read, all within, like, you know, the comfort of my bed.
Yeah. So in Canada, that's the case. In some other countries, there is something called Kindle with special offers, where we actually provide the Kindle at a discounted cost. And you know, the customer is essentially saying, hey, I'll buy it at a discounted cost. And therefore, there's, you know, an ad that appears. But again, the idea is never for the ad to take away from that reading experience. So it will show up on the lock screen. As soon as you, you know, unlock it, then you can read and do whatever you want. But we also find that the ads that the Kindle team builds are very immersive. And customers often actually tell us about how they thought it was cool. It was a great way for them to learn about whatever product was there. And so again, it's all about the customer experience of, is what we're doing adding to the customer experience? Yes, great. No, then we should avoid doing that. That's that we won't do that.
Which I might speak to. I am a Goodreads subscriber as well, which in there, the e-newsletter, I'm pretty sure there's ads, but I like the ads because it tells me ideas about my next book. And I'm like, yes, keep sending me customized ads to my reading history. I will tell you what I read. And same thing with my wife. It's like, you're doing that, but it's automated through Goodreads.
Yeah, no, I will absolutely be sharing this with our Goodreads team. They will be thrilled to hear you share that. They actually come up to Canada, or they were based in the US, but they certainly recognize our team here in Canada as being able to facilitate a lot of those connections with customers. And so, yeah, they will be very excited to hear that you're having such a great customer experience on Goodreads.
Because, and here's the thing that, you know, and maybe just the time we're in, but the last couple of years, I feel like you take breaks from the newspaper, or breaks from media. And my favorite author, Douglas Copeland, you know, I love his books. And it was thanks to a Goodreads book that told me that he just put out a new book. And I was like, I didn't know. How was I supposed to know? And you know, it's not like I mean, there's a fan club or anything, but Goodreads told me. And then I was like, great. So I went and got it and finished. It was a beautiful book, by the way. It's called Binge. And it's 80 short stories done in the format of like binging Prime TV shows.
But he did cool.
Based on binge watching, but he did binge reading. And then it's genius. And only the way Douglas Copeland can write.
Yeah, I have not read it. I have read a couple of his earlier stuff. So I certainly will take a look at that. So I appreciate the recommendation. I will definitely make a note of that. I am actually just finishing up another book right now. And so I'm glad that you've now prompted me for my next one. So no,
that's awesome. And also, I can't encourage you to have to check out Audible. They have some also podcasts that you can't get anywhere else, which is really cool.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Audible is great. I personally, from a book standpoint, I prefer reading books, whether they be on my Kindle or a physical book that I've ordered. But from a podcast standpoint, absolutely, you know, to be able to offer a wide selection via Audible is great. Again, that selection that we're able to provide and delivering it in a convenient way, it's always our goal.
There's a he was Bruce Wayne's butler in the Dark Knight series. There, the British actor. Mm-hmm. Can't remember his name.
Michael Caine.
So Michael Caine, but his voice is incredible. He does this show about all these capers and caper, like kind of like if you liked Ocean's 11, you'd love this podcast. And it's all about different people that have attempted capers over the years. And it's nice.
You
know, and it's Michael Caine's beautiful voice. It's incredible.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the suggestion. Do you ever, you mentioned that when you go for runs, you kind of listen to a trainer. Yeah. Do you ever listen to podcasts while you're running? Because I find it's great.
I have a few friends that do. And because then they actually gain something. But for me, maybe because I'm like, I need that motivation in my life. I need the reminders to like shake out your hands and like run loose. And they give me tips along the way.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely do that. And then the other way I used to listen to podcasts more was walking to and from the subway when I would go down to work. Now I don't do that anymore. So instead, you know, what I will try and do is always build in a time of day where I can just go outside and go for a walk, right? And not have it be related to work. And again, it's just a way to kind of be able to do that. And, you know, I love it when somebody similar to what you've just done, like they recommend, hey, you should check this out. You should listen to this. And then, you know, I have a chance to listen to it and it's great. I kind of add it up into my queue and I'm never lacking something to listen to on those walks.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Thank you for being here. Remind listeners again, where they can go with the website that they can go to check out more information.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's advertising.amazon.com.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And they will, if they are Canadian, they will hear from a fellow Canadian, someone from the department that understands them contextually. They're in Quebec. They're probably going to be French speaking potentially as well, which is amazing.
Yeah, I you know, we obviously recognize that being able to work with our Quebec clients is certainly very important as well. So, and certainly we have the French language capabilities are super important from an advertising standpoint.
It's incredible. Anything else you'd like to leave with listeners before we close off today?
No, I really appreciate being on the show today. It's been really exciting, super fun. I appreciate the recommendations for the binge book. I will certainly check that out as soon as we're done here because I certainly have something new that I need to read.
Great. That's great. Yeah. And listeners, if you haven't subscribed to Goodreads yet, I don't think there's a Goodreads yet for podcasts, but that would be cool. Because again, I'm sure there is somewhere out there, but an amazing resource in your life if you need that librarian / really smart friend.
We do have a podcast, you know, you mentioned Audible and there is Amazon Podcasts as well. And so it's a newer part of the whole Amazon Music side of things.
Yeah. I was last year's old when I discovered that my Prime membership also included Amazon Music. And I was like, it just opened this whole world to me. And I was like, I didn't know I had this. This is incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And especially if you do have any, you know, Echo devices in your house, then it's a great way to experience that because it just kind of, you know, starts playing and it's a good library or catalog of songs and music that you have available to you as part of your Prime membership.
And photo storage is also in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, the cool thing about the Prime experience or Prime membership is we always try and just continue to add more value for our customers with it, right? And so by doing that, our customers are feeling like, hey, this is something that, you know, I've obviously committed a financial amount to on either an annual or monthly basis. But by us just continuing to add value to it and not suddenly saying, oh, we added videos, it's going to be an extra whatever amount. It's just, no, this is now just included with your Prime membership. Again, what we want is for customers to have the same experience that you have, which is like, oh, cool. Like, this is awesome that it's just included as part of this. And the more value that we can provide, the happier customers will be with their Prime membership.
It's awesome. And again, knowing that people are choosing, and again, I want to support local and those, but I'll sometimes actually find local businesses and actually check if they're on Amazon first before I buy from their actual store. Cause I'm just wondering if I could just get it on Prime and I know it's packaged and I know the shipping is going to work and it's the accountability there is great. And actually and then my wife and I share an account. So then we actually like budget and make sure I'm not buying anything ridiculous. And she's talking to me about things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being able to research products through Amazon is becoming more and more common, right? And so I'm not surprised. You're like many Canadians who are coming to Amazon to just research and learn about a particular product on the site.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Thank you again for being here. And everyone, thank you for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada. And be sure to check out the show notes for the links and more ideas. And I'll make sure I put the Marvelous Miss Maisel link as well, as it is a show that is a must watch for sure.
Awesome. Thank you, Darian.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.